This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today, connecting us with what's happening at the Peter White Public Library. It's Marty Ackett. He's the Adult Program Coordinator at the Peter White. So first of all, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. I always really appreciate you letting me come on and talk with you.
Yeah. So we have a list of events that are coming up for the month of April 2021. And it's actually a special occasion for people in the know about poetry. And I know that you're definitely one of those people in the know, helping connect people with events having to do with National Poetry Month. So what's happening to celebrate National Poetry Month at the Peter White?
Oh, we've got a really great lineup of events for National Poetry Month. First thing, it happens on Monday, April 5th. We're welcoming a couple of the finalists who were finalists for the UP Poet Laureate this past round. We're having Tyler Detloff and Rosalie Sonara Petrowski are going to be reading from their work at 7 p.m. on Monday, April 5th, and this is via Zoom. All of these events are going to be virtual. We're still working towards moving towards in-person programming, but not quite there yet.
Right.
We have that reading. That's the first. That's sort of the kickoff for the poetry month. And then we have, you know, our regular events that we have every month as well. Like the next Tuesday, April 6th, we have What's Up, which is our monthly astronomy series where Scott Stoblar from the Marquette Astronomical Society talked about what you're going to be able to see in the skies of the Upper Peninsula during the month of April. We also have this new series that we just started a couple months ago called Women in Science, and that's going to take place next Thursday, April 8th. At 7 p.m. via Zoom, and we are welcoming Dr. Amy Barnsley for that night from NMU's Department of Math and Computer Science. So, we're really excited about these recurring monthly events. People have been really, really responding to them well. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, for you music lovers out there, we have a live stream concert by Dylan Trost. Probably everybody that's listening knows who Dylan is. I mean, he's been a mainstay in the Marquette music scene for quite a while, and that's going to happen Tuesday, April 13th, via Facebook live stream at 7 p.m., and that's a concert. It's called Strings and Strums in honor of International Guitar Month. So we're really excited to have Dylan back. So
that's wonderful. And actually, that's a good reminder that April is not only National Poetry Month, but it's also International Guitar Month. I think that resonates well with people in our area.
Absolutely, absolutely. Peter White, I know that patrons at Peter White love their live music, and we try to give you as much live music as we can. Dylan is going to be there, and he's wonderful. I've been a friend of his for many, many years, and he's just a wonderful musician. And, you know, he writes his own work as well, and he's kind of a poet as well as a musician, too. I mean, I think anybody who's a singer-songwriter is a poet, so. So you kind of get a twofer there. You get one for International Guitar Month, and you also get one for National Poetry Month. So that's kind of a win-win.
Right.
And then we have quite a few other events for National Poetry Month. The night after Dylan's concert on April 13th, on April 14th, we have a poetry workshop that's going to be led by poet Ronnie Ferguson. And this is a workshop that's for anyone, whether you're a beginning poet or have never written a poem in your life, or if you're a seasoned poet and just want to get together, Ronnie is going to be leading us through some exercises on brainstorming and getting some ideas down on paper for poetry. So that's going to be really exciting on Wednesday, April 14th. At 7 p.m. on Zoom. And then really sort of the biggest thing that's happening in the month of April in terms of poetry is that we have the two-time U.S. Poet Laureate and Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Natasha Trethewey, who's going to be giving a reading via Facebook live stream on Saturday, April 17th at 12 noon. And we're really, really excited about having Natasha with us on that day. And that's really actually sponsored by a few different places. It's sponsored by Peter White, but it's also sponsored by the Department of English at from Northern. And we also have some private sponsors who were able to help us fund that reading for Natasha. So that's going to be super, super exciting to hear Natasha Trethewey talk. You know, I think it's a feather in the cap of Peter White and of the Marquette community that we can host someone of that caliber.
And that is a good one to mark down in the calendar. And you said Saturday, April 17th at noon via Facebook?
Yep. Yeah. And it's going to be Facebook live stream. What it is. Unfortunately, I would love to have it as an open Zoom meeting, but I think that we're going to probably have too large of a group of people to do a Zoom meeting. So what it'll be is I'll be in a Zoom meeting with Natasha, and I'll broadcast that on Facebook live stream. But there is going to be a question and answer session. So if anybody has any questions that they want to ask Natasha Trethewey, I would ask them to. You can email me at the library or call me at the library. Give me some questions, and I'm going to try to get through as many questions from people from the community as I can during that question and answer session. And then, you know, we still have more stuff. I mean, this month is just jam-packed. We have another reading from the two other UP Poet Laureate finalists, April Lindela and Beverly Mathern. And that's going to be happening Monday, April 19th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. And then we also, for those of you that want to relax a little bit, if you're a little stressed, we have the Joy of Yoga, our monthly yoga series that is happening Wednesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. via Zoom. And then sort of the last event for National Poetry Month is going to be a reading from the newly selected UP Poet Laureate, M. Bartley Siegel. And that's going to be on Monday, April 26th at 7 p.m. And all of these events are via Zoom or Facebook live stream, and you can find them either by going to the Peter White Library calendar on the Peter White Library page, or you can go to the Peter White Library Facebook page, the events, and they're all listed there, and they have all the Zoom IDs and how to get into all of these events.
Yeah, that's definitely a jam-packed month. And for good reason, for a lot of great events having to do with National Poetry Month, and like you said, the recurring events that happen at the Peter White as well, plus you've got lots of special guests from our own community and from outside the community as well, and from our greater Northern Michigan University community too. So it sounds like April is going to be quite a jam-packed month. And a reminder, we've been speaking with Marty Akitz. He's the Adult Programming Coordinator at the Peter White Public Library. Is there anything else you want to add about this month of April 2021 or anything else about the Peter White?
One of the big things is that I always get questions on is when we're going to start doing in-person programming. We are moving toward hopefully having some outdoor programming when it stops snowing. And we can set some things up outside. We're certainly going to be starting we had a concert series last summer, Concert on the Stairs, where we had musicians doing live performances on the Peter White Library stairs every Monday or Tuesday night. So we're certainly hoping to start that up again and get some live music going so that people can enjoy that and start feeling a little bit normal about things, you know, in an abnormal time.
Right, right. And still being able to social distance outside and get that fresh air and hopefully that sunshine instead of the clouds and snow. So wonderful to hear that that's in the works for Peter White and for our community as well. So Marty, again, thanks for taking the time to let us know what's happening for the month of April 2021 at the Peter White Public Library.
Well, thank you, Kurt.